It's time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a three-game series, Mets and Nationals here at Citi Field. The pitching matchup, a rematch of the July 4th matchup down in Washington. That was a 1-0 Nats win that took an hour and 58 minutes. Well, tonight, it was once again Jose Quintana against Jake Irvin. For Quintana, a 1-2-3 top of the first. Then in the bottom half, Francisco Lindor led off the inning with an infield single. Brandon Nimmo flied out, and with J.D. Martinez up, Irvin misfired on a pickoff to first that allowed Lindor to go all the way to third. Irvin then walked J.D. Martinez to put runners at the corners with one out. Pete Alonso up. He hit a soft comebacker to the mound. It advanced Martinez to second, but it held Lindor over at third. Two outs and two in scoring position for Francisco Alvarez, who just missed a three-run home run as he hooked one down the line and left, but then ultimately struck out to end the inning. In the second, Quintana made it six up and six down. Then in the bottom half, Irvin set down the first two batters of the inning. Jeff McNeil extended the inning with a walk. Harrison Bader then followed with a base hit to put runners at first and second. A pair of two-out base runners, and it flipped the order for Francisco Lindor.
So, two on, two out, first pitch. There's the curve, line to left center. Base hit, the Mets will take the lead. Around third and coming home is McNeil. Bader stops at second and on at first with an RBI single, Francisco Lindor. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0.
RBI for Francisco Lindor, number 46. Mets ahead 1-0. Rally not done yet. And despite the fact that it was just the second inning, Brandon Nimmo provided us with our turning point of the game.
The runners go, the 0-1 to Nimmo, hit in the air to left field, fairly deep, Wood back onto the track, it's carrying, it's gone! Wow! Brandon Nimmo with an opposite field home run that no one in the ballpark, based on their reaction, seemed to think was going out, including Wood, the left fielder. He just kept drifting and drifting, the ball kept carrying and carrying, and finally went into the party deck to the left of the 358 mark. For Nimmo, his 15th home run of the year, a three-run homer, and the Mets have taken a 4-0 lead.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Brandon Nimmo told Steve Gelbs down in the clubhouse after the game he got that one back for all the balls that he hit at 105 miles per hour that did not get out. But this one was a skyscraping three-run homer for Nimmo and a four spot for the Mets in the second. In the top of the third, the Nationals put some pressure on Jose Quintana. Luis Garcia led off the inning with a base hit to center, and the ball skipped by Harrison Bader, which allowed Garcia to reach second. Quintana came back with back-to-back strikeouts for the first two outs. Inning rolled on, though. Quintana hit C.J. Abrams, then walked Lane Thomas. That loaded the bases for the Nationals rookie, James Wood.
Pitch here is lined towards short, fielded on one hop by Lindor. He throws to first in time. It was hit hard, but right at Lindor, and that certainly saved a potential run. Wood hits the ground out to short. The Nationals leave him loaded in the third. A lot of pitches all for Quintana.
Bend don't break for Quintana and a 4-0 Mets lead after 2.5. Quintana would ride that momentum and set down the next six batters, and the score remained 4-0 at the halfway mark. The Mets did put a pair on against Jake Irvin in the bottom of the fifth. The Mets had first and third with two outs after singles by J.D. Martinez and Francisco Alvarez, but could not score as D.J. Stewart popped out to end the inning. Quintana kept dealing in the sixth. He made a 10-straight set down with a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning. In the bottom half, the two-out magic continued for the Mets. With two outs in the inning, Harrison Bader picked up his third hit of the game with a single to left. Now with two outs and a man on, Francisco Lindor came to the plate.
2-1 pitch hit deep to right field. Thomas going back onto the track. There it goes. Home run, Francisco Lindor. He hit on the canopy adjacent to the Mets bullpen just beyond the 370 mark. Lindor's third hit of the game, his 16th home run of the year, and the Mets have opened up a 6-0 lead over the Nationals.
6-0 Mets lead on the Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Number 16 for Lindor, a 3-RBI night, and a 6-0 Mets lead. With a 6-0 lead, Quintana returned for the top of the 7th inning, and he remained in cruise control. He set down the first two nats of the inning to make it 12 straight, and sitting on 6 2/3 shutout innings, faced K-Burt Ruiz.
2-1. Little cue shot off the mound, first base side. Stabbed by Quintana. He's got it. Flips over to Alonso in time for the out. 103 pitches tonight for Quintana. 7 scoreless innings against Washington for the second straight start. Pretty beautiful thing for the 35-year-old.
Pretty beautiful indeed. 7 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts for Jose Quintana. 6-0 Mets on to the 7th inning stretch. Jordan Weems on for the Nationals, and he set the Mets down in order. Adam Ottavino took over for the Mets in the 8th for the first time in about a week, and he had a 6-run lead. Luis Garcia, however, led off the inning with a double. Davey Martinez then went to his bench and called on Ildemaro Vargas.
3-1 to Vargas. Swing and a drive in the air. Well hit to right. Taylor going back. It's over his head and over the wall. A 2-run homer as he hits it up against the signage beyond the Pacing Cadillac Club. So the struggles of Adam Ottavino continue, allowing a double to the leadoff man Garcia, and now a pinch hit home run to Ildemaro Vargas. And for Vargas, that is his first home run of the year, and the Mets lead is cut to 6-2.
Yeah, so now just a 4-run advantage for the New York Mets. Jacob Young next, and he flied out for the first out of the inning. Ottavino then hit C.J. Abrams, and his night was done. Daniel Nunez took over and struck out Lane Thomas. James Wood followed with a single that chased Abrams to third. Davey Martinez went to his bench once again with runners at the corners, and Daniel Nunez faced Jesse Winker.
0-2 now to Winker, the pinch hitter for Ramirez. Runners lead from the corners. Nunez deals. Swing and a bouncing ball to third. Backing off is Vientos. He's got it. Hesitates. Throws to first in time. Side retired. Vientos' momentum was taking him further and further out towards shortstop. So he had to cover a lot of ground to get to the ball and then get himself set suitably enough to make the throw. He did. And the Nationals are done in the 8th.
Not tailor-made by any means, but Nunez gets it done, and he stranded a pair in the 8th inning. Then in the bottom half, Weens returned, and Tyrone Taylor led off the inning with a triple. Two batters later, with Taylor still at third, Jeff McNeil came to the plate as the Mets searched for some insurance.
2-0 to McNeil, hit hard towards first, base hit, past the diving Yepes, going down the right field line. Taylor scores from third, the ball ricochets and bounces around in the corner before it's finally picked up by Thomas, who fires in. McNeil standing at second with a double and a run batted in, and the Mets have increased their lead to 7-2.
And that's our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. RBI double for Jeff McNeil and some much-needed insurance. Mets would put a few more base runners on against Weems, but settled for just one in the bottom of the 8th. 7-2, Mets ahead and on to the top of the 9th inning. Reed Garrett took over for the Mets. Juan Yepes led off the inning with a double, and that brought up K-Burt Ruiz.
3-2, the payoff pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to deep right field. This ball is on the way, and it's into the Coca-Cola corner. The upper deck in right field for a 2-run homer for K-Burt Ruiz. So that cuts the Mets' lead to 7-4. And I have a feeling that's going to get Mr. Diaz up in the bullpen, because now we're in a situation where it is a save situation for any incoming Mets reliever. And on cue, somebody's getting up there, and it's got to be Diaz, don't you think?
Yeah, it absolutely was Diaz. A mammoth 2-run home run for K-Burt Ruiz and a 7-4 ball game. Now, Garrett did come back with a strikeout of Luis Garcia, and Ildemaro Vargas grounded out for the second out of the inning. Mets now one out away from victory, but it would not come easy because Garrett walked Jacob Young, and that was it. With Diaz up, it was time for Carlos Mendoza to go to his closer with a tying run in the on-deck circle. C.J. Abrams up for the Nationals. Young took second on defensive indifference, but that set up a wild pitch that got all the way away from Alvarez. Towards the backstop, it kicked around. Alvarez could not find it. Young came all the round to score on the wild pitch from second base, and now it was a 7-5 ball game, but there was nobody on, two outs in the inning, and once again, Diaz faced C.J. Abrams.
Lane Thomas on deck. He's the tying run if they get him to the plate. The Diaz trying to end it right here, right now. Comes set. Here's the 1-2. Swung at and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Diaz pumps his fist as he blows a fastball by C.J. Abrams. And the Mets hang on to win the opener of this three-game series from the Washington Nationals.